Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. It runs March 3rd to 23rd in communities across Canada. La Fondation canadienne pour le dialogue des cultures, in partnership with the National Campus and Community Radio Association, through the Community Radio Fund of Canada and this station, present the RBF series, January through March of 2016. For more information, check out www.ncra.ca/RBF.
Listeners, and thank you for tuning in to this special segment. My name is Varsha, your producer here at Fusion Radio, Scarborough's source for sound. I will be your host for today, and on this special segment, we will be interviewing some interesting students from the Francophone community around the University of Toronto Scarborough. But first things first, what are Francophones?
So guys, I'm doing something where I'm trying to find out if you know what Francophones are, so do you?
No, I don't know what that is.
I have no idea what a francophone is.
Okay. What's a francophone?
Is that like an instrument?
Hello, do you know what a francophone is?
Oh yeah, yeah. A francophone is someone that speaks fluent French.
Wow, okay, got it. Well, some people have an understanding of the word, but for those of you who don't know, Francophones are French-speaking individuals. Francophones are especially important in Canada as the French language is commonly spoken. French-speaking people that are Francophones are actually very prevalent in Canada and Quebec especially. Most native French speakers in Canada live in Quebec, where French is the majority and official language. About 80% of Quebec's population are native Francophone, and 95% speak French as their first or second language. Pretty high statistics, right? Now, moving forward from that little introduction to Francophones, what I want to do now is introduce some people. I'm currently in the studio with some Francophones. Hello all, and thank you for being here.
Hi.
So, let's start with names.
My name is Habib.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Diane.
Wow, I like that. It's nice to meet you all, and let's just get right into it. So I just want to know you all a little better. This will just be a discussion to get to know how French and speaking French influences any aspect of your life, how it's possibly impacted you, how it's influenced your relationship with other people, anything that has to do with French and how it just influences any part of your life. So first, I thought it would be a good idea to get to know you all a little better, and I want to know what your backgrounds are.
Okay, so as I said, my name is Habib. I'm 18 years old, and I'm an international / Canadian student here because I was born in Mississauga, but I lived an international life where I've lived in 6 countries.
Wow.
Actually. Yeah, so I learned to speak English in 6th grade. And French is actually my first language.
Wow, so where are those 6 countries that you live?
I've lived in Italy, Mauritania, Niger, Mali, Uganda, Zimbabwe, and now Canada.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Diana et je suis née en Montréal, de Canada. Et je parle 3 langues, comme Tamil, anglais et français. I speak in 3 languages, English, French, and Tamil. I learned French when I was primarily in grade 5 and when I was taking French immersion. And I continued my French immersion speaking in French until to this point of my life. And what kept me going was basically the people around me, and everything that kept on influencing was all my teachers, who were incisively finding the best aspects in my French speaking and encourage me to move on.
Awesome.
So, hi again, my name is Arvin. I'm an international student here at DTSC, and I'm actually from France. So, French is my first language. I lived in Paris for 17 years, and now I'm here in September in Toronto. So my family is originally from Iran, but both my parents moved in France around 1980, and so we became French citizens, and French is my first language.
That's awesome. So for those of you listening at home right now, we have a beautiful array of faces in this room, and it's incredible that, like, Deanna here, you speak English, French, and Tamil. You speak
French, English, Farsi, and a bit of Spanish.
Wow, and Habib?
And I speak French and English.
French and English, right. So, how often do you guys speak French, like, on a daily basis?
Well, I'm not with my family right now, but whenever they call or whenever I am with them, we speak French 100% of the time.
Yeah, like, no English, nothing.
Yeah, no English,
yeah.
No nothing. But like actually, when we moved to Uganda at the time, like, my whole family had to learn English. So, like, anytime we're forced to speak English as the way you're forced to speak French. And, like, when we're forced to speak English, it just felt awkward between us. So, like, ever since, we've never talked in English, and we just talk in French all the time because we used to.
So you guys, and, like, how often do you get to talk to them?
Well, now just, like, maybe, like, 3 times a week.
Right, because for those of you listening right now, it is exam time.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and Arvin, how often do you speak French?
Same case as Habib, but, like, since my family is not here, they're hearing almost all in France, so I usually talk to them, like, once every day on Skype, but, yeah, since it's not the exact period of time, like, I'm not calling that much. But when I call them, since not all my family speaks fluently English, I'm speaking with them or in French or in Farsi, like, we alternate between both of them. And so, yeah, that's actually not bad, so I won't lose my French during when I'll be studying.
Exactly.
So it's not bad at all.
And Deanna?
In terms of me speaking French, I actually speak French whenever I attend my French course classes.
Okay, yeah.
So, or when I'm seeing my friends who are in that French class, and it's a way to practice our language, it's a way to actually enhance both of our French language. So that's a way that I use it as an opportunity to speak French, because it's a very hard to find people. Like, I never knew these people before I came into the studio. And so finding people to speak French is very hard.
Yeah, so you actually, would you guys say that you try seeking out people on campus at University of Toronto Scarborough to try to speak French with, get to know them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's actually a good way to develop our networks.
Yeah. So, especially Arvin and Habib being international students, have you guys found any French-speaking students here so far?
Like I said, I found out that Arvin spoke French yesterday at, like, a residence meeting. Yeah, like, I just found out yesterday, and I also met one of my friends during orientation that is also West African that speaks French. So,
awesome.
Anytime you find someone else that speaks, like, has a similar background than you and speaks, like, a similar language, it's obviously, like, you have relations in a way.
Yeah.
So, obviously, like, it develops something. And, yeah, that's a good thing.
So, would you guys, you fairly speak French often, so it's not something that you're gonna lose pretty easily. Because for me, I'm not French speaking, I only speak English. I know that, like, from grade 4 when we were required to take French all the way till grade 9. I actually took it up to grade 10, but I obviously only took it for the requirement, and it was hard, it was really challenging, and even though language is supposed to come much more easier when you're younger, it just didn't for me. I still have trouble understanding. I try a bit to understand it and to try to get to know it. But it is something that I find hard, which is why, like, I really want to know, like, how often you guys keep up with it and you speak it. But clearly you guys have your friends and your family that you talk to. But do you think that it also influences, like, when you're meeting new people, like, first time, like, it's something that you would prefer that people speak because it somehow makes your relationship easier?
I feel like speaking in French is actually one of the ways to communicate. Like, for example, when I first met my cousins coming from France just this year, they didn't even know how to speak our native language, which was Tamil, and they had a hard time. So when I spoke in French, it was more easily able to help me connect to them in a way, because I'm able to, yeah, there is differences in the French language in terms of words and vocab that we're using, but they were still able to get my point across and I was able to get their point across, and so it did develop relationships. And it's always used, it's like, I would use, like, learning language is actually fun because sometimes when you're having conversations with your friends or, like, your family members, you can, like, actually use them and as a secret code language, because to hinder yourself from other people knowing what you're talking about. But that can be a fact, but relationships actually get stronger with the language you speak. And it actually allows you to expose to that culture of French. Regardless, you don't speak French like another native person or another non-native person, but it helps you bond to people and helps you to develop a lot of your social skills. Like, I was a shy person, but speaking on French brought about a lot of my stuff. I was able to find my identity, and that's
amazing. Yeah. And how about you guys feel like it influences when you meet someone?
I think, of course, it does influence, like, when you meet a new person, because obviously when you start talking and knowing more about each other, you talk about, like, the languages that you learn and, like, you know, and then if there is, like, there is a similarity between, like, the language that you speak, obviously, like, a more deepened, like, connection will come about. And I think that, like, knowing that someone else speaks a language is also, like, very, like, a similar language such as French is important to, like, the communication between the two people, because it can, like, it can deepen, like, the relationship between the two, just in terms of, like, in terms of them knowing each other and then having similar backgrounds.
Yeah.
And then, like, also in a way, if you meet someone that doesn't speak the same language but, like, a different one, like, if someone that I knew meet, like, knew Spanish, had a Spanish background instead of a French one, then that can also, like, contrast between someone that knows, like, French and French.
Right.
Yeah, so, like, obviously you can create, like, a different type of relationship with,
like,
the similar,
like,
background. Yeah. So, like, obviously, like, since there's, like, thousands and thousands of languages in the world, it's just amazing.
Yeah. And how about you, Arvin? Do you think it influences you?
Of course, for me, it would be obvious that it influences, because since, for example, me and Habib, it's our first time, French is our first language, when you meet someone else in a country that is like 6,000 kilometers from your home place, when you find someone else that speaks also your first language, also French, you'll be like, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I'll just continue to speak French. But on the other hand, I've seen Habib, like, many times before in other meetings and back in residence, and we spoke, like, English all the time. And yesterday when we figured out that both of us were speaking French, when we started to speak French, it was actually weird.
Yeah, because like, I've met Arvin before and I didn't know that he spoke French. It's just that yesterday that I found out you spoke French, and then we started speaking French a bit, and then it felt weird because like, we're in an environment where, like, English is the main language, and we spoke in English to, like, many people.
We got to know each other in English.
So
passing
French.
French was really like,
that must have been a cool experience, right?
It just made
you guys feel like you connected even stronger.
Aside
from just speaking, like, French can influence you in many ways. Like, I have so many experiences of how, like, just the French language has contributed to different memories, for one thing. I met my best friend because she speaks fluent French, and when she came into the classroom, she was a new student. We were all taking grade 10 French. The rest of us were we were in academic class, we didn't know very well French, and she comes in and we just hear her speaking fluent French with the teacher, and we were immediately jealous. And yeah, that's just one memory I have where I just got to know her, and now she's an important part of my life. And so French impacted us that way, a French class, something as small as that, I met my best friend. So I just want to hear what's one memory or any kind of memory that somehow French has played a role in your life? A good memory, a bad memory, anything.
I'll start. So actually mine is very similar to yours, and this is when I moved to Zimbabwe, and I already knew how to speak English by that time, but also French was still like the main language that I spoke, right? And obviously by this time I kind of forgot how to write like properly in French, because like for 5 years I've been like in an English system. But then I met one of my best friends today that is a person who's from Switzerland, and he has a similar background to mine because he's half from Switzerland and he's half from Senegal. So like it was really cool meeting a person like that, just because we like both spoke the language of French. And yeah, exactly, he's a big part of my life today. So like,
yeah,
he's a really good friend of mine that I speak on like a daily basis.
Yeah.
So
awesome.
That was really good, yeah.
How about you guys? Any memory that French brings to mind?
I actually have quite a number of memories of speaking French, because for example, when I was in grade 9 and there was this competition that was going on, and nobody was willing to participate because the amount of that was going to given as a prize was so small. It was only like $100, but
that's a lot of money for a university student now.
For a university student, but for a high school student, they considered it as a small amount, and
wow,
like it was not looked as a great thing. But according to me, like, I took on that challenge. I went to the competition. I competed with a number of students, won first prize at the Scarborough level, and went on to compete with a number of other boards at the Brampton level. And I got second prize, and that was a valuable experience because that was the first time I was ever even looked on like by media. Because my voice was taken by the ATN video people for to be aired on TV in the Brampton area, as well as to be put on the paper. And that was the best moment because I was not only recognized by media, but I was as a grade 9 student, that was my first time to be recognized by my school even. Like, my vice principal never approached me from his office. And the first day coming back after that competition, he called me to his office and he was like, "What's all this competition? How come you didn't tell us?" And I'm like, it wasn't that regarded. So I just went on upon it. And because my teacher said, "This is an advertisement I found. If you want to go for it, go for it." And I just basically took on that challenge. And he said, "Thanks to you, now we have a really good recognition by our school," because our school was the first one to get that prize on our board, and my name will ever be on that board. And so that's one of my precious moments. And another precious moment was like when I finished grade 9 and was going into co-op opportunity, and I was doing like a co-op, basically inviting grade 10 students who were coming in, grade 9 students who were coming in just like me, 1 year ahead. There was one of these people who only knew how to speak French. She walked into the school and she was lost because she didn't know how to communicate with the bus driver. She didn't know how to get back home safe. And so, and since it was summer school, my teachers did not have like any teachers who spoke French and who can convey and get her back home soon. So they were asking for people who spoke French, and out of the whole group of students who were there, only I was able to raise my hand and say I was able to speak French, and I told her the bus route to get back home soon.
Wow.
And safe. Because regardless who she called, nobody picked it up. So she was kind of like in a situation that she needed,
was probably
needed that
frantic
help
too, right?
Yeah. Like, and so that was a valuable experience. That was one of the reasons why I kept on going with French, because you don't know where your language can come to play. And that really influenced my sake, because everyone's like when we come to uni, it's like it's not only just your school friends from high school. You might be meeting your elementary school friends who you never met for the longest time. Like, meeting people is like the hardest job, because you have to speak the same language and you have to be able to know how to engage in a conversation. Like, these two people, I can tell you off the bat, I wasn't able to know them off the bat. And like, now knowing them, like, I'm able to develop a conversation because they share the same characters as me.
Yeah.
And so that's good. I continued in speaking French till this point of day, because now I'm able to meet other new people who are really foreigners but are struggling with the struggles that the people that I had to confront on a regular basis had confronted.
Right. It's really powerful how language can just influence, like, the fact that you were able to talk to someone who didn't know English and she needed help to get back home. Something as small as that, it probably made like the biggest difference to her. Language is definitely powerful. And that goes for any language, but I feel like it's especially important for French, as it's Canada's like major language, right?
Like, there's a big emphasis on the English language because it's mostly spoken. He said
everywhere, right?
It's mostly spoken. But French is also should be considered, it's a bilingual language. It's considered to be one of the official languages, and people still don't want to practice that language. They don't give that importance to the French language. Like, if you were to take this university and ask a bunch of students to raise their hand who's spoken French, you get a really small number.
Yes.
But like, I would say, like, going into a Get Started program that our university hosted, that was the first time I realized how other courses and other subjects had more profound importance than the languages. And just the past week, I had to interview my teacher for an assignment, and he said how communication is the sole purpose. Like, if I were to ask a group of us, we're all from different programs, but like, in a population, I would say sciences, math, and management would win any other competition of any other course program.
They're the majority here.
They're the majority. And that's the way that we speak. Like, I know people who are in life sciences. I don't know any people who are in French because I didn't get that exposure. As for my teacher always says, you need math and science, but you'll forget it. Like, if you don't practice it, going as a doctor, you're not going to be practicing your calculus. But going as a doctor, you might have to speak in a language to confront with your patients. Or being as an engineer, you have to know how to sell your products to someone. So you need that language.
Communication, definitely. Language is a huge role to play in that. And Arvin, any good memory or a bad memory, funny memory, anything?
Yeah, it could be a funny memory. Like, since we're at U of T here, and so in Canada, there are a lot of Canadians here. And so I have many friends in Res that are from Canada. So most of them are in the same place as you, that had to take French until at least ninth grade. So they have some memories of the French language. And when I meet new people, like here on Res, I'm saying, yes, I'm from France, I speak French. They're like, oh, it's so cool, could you please teach me French? I'm like, yeah, sure. And so since September, I'm teaching to a couple of friends like French so that I can practice and get back on it. Because, as you've said, Canada, the first language, like, we all think that the first language is, English. But I would consider, like, especially Canada, the French could be considered as you consider French as the second official language of the country. All the students have to take it at least until ninth grade. But I really encourage them to take it, continue, even if it's hard, I know, but to continue until 12th grade and even continue after at university, because it's a really useful language. I know that it's not mostly used around the world, not as English or Spanish, I would say. But for example, here in Canada, it can be really useful if you go to Quebec.
Definitely.
Or even here, even if not that many people speak French, it could be useful. Or if you go visit, if you go to Chile, France, it could be really enjoying to speak with other French people.
I'm probably gonna join you in your French sessions with your friends so I can learn. I wanna do something a bit fun with you right now. I'm gonna get all three of you. You're gonna make a group effort, and I wanna see how well you can sing the national Canadian anthem in French. Make your whole way through the lyrics for our viewers, so let's do that.
Oh Canada, terre de nos aïeux, ton front et sang fleurant glorieux, car ton bras s'est porté le pays, il s'est porté la croix. Ton histoire est une épopée des plus brillants exploits et ta valeur de foi trempée protégera nos foyers et nos doigts.
Awesome! Wow, they did really well! I think that's a really good place to end off this special segment on Francophones. Thank you, Deanna, Arvin, and Habib for coming in. You guys really, I know for sure, you enlightened me about French speaking, how language can be such a powerful tool of communication. And I hope going forward with university experience, it continues impacting your lives. I know definitely I'm gonna be saying hi to you guys in the halls now. We're all gonna be French speaking. You're gonna teach me too as well, Arvin. And yes, thank you all for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for this wonderful opportunity.
We'll discuss our big dreams, how we plan to take over the planet. So pardon my manners, I hope you'll understand that I'll be here, not there in the kitchen with the girl who's always gossiping about her friends. I'll tell them I'll be here, right next to the boy who's throwing up cause he can't take what's in his cup no more. Oh God, why am I here? Oh, here. Oh, here. Oh, I ask myself, what am I doing here? Oh, here. Oh, here. And I can't wait till we can break apart the
For more information on the Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, which is an annual celebration in partnership with La Fondation Canadienne pour le Dialogue des Cultures, the National Campus and Community Radio Association, Community Radio Fund of Canada, and this station, visit www.ncra.ca/RVF.